Hello and welcome to PBS Western Reserve's City-Centric podcast series. My name is Jeff Good, and this podcast series serves as a companion to our City-Centric TV series, which takes a closer look at the community members that are centric or central to the pulse of each featured city. Community members like the entrepreneur, the entertainer, the revitalizer, the politician, humanitarian, and even the future are featured in each of the city-centric episodes, appearing weekly exclusively on PBS Western Reserve starting in September. The city-centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, looking even further into what makes them city-centric and really what makes their city centric to them. Today's guest is Alliance community member and entertainer John Hampu. John Hampu is from Alliance. He graduated from Alliance High School. He played in the nationally known Alliance High School Marching Band and in the state champion Battle of the Bands group, The Far End, which finished fifth nationally in 1967. John has a Bachelor of Arts degree from Mount Union College and a Master of Education degree from Kent State University. John worked for the Alliance City Schools for over 37 years as a teacher, a coach, a principal, and a central office administrator. He currently works at Robertson Heating Supply as the leader of the Business Support Department, and he continues to serve as a guest interviewer for Alliance High School's Media Arts Program. John, in his spare time, I laugh as I say that, has served as the OHSAA State Swim Meet announcer for 23 years in a row, and he has earned the Carl, I'm going to probably mispronounce this, but Werthwein Award for his dedication to the sport of swimming in Ohio. John is married to Carol, and they have three children. They have nine grandchildren. John, that's a mouthful. I certainly am very impressed with your background. I come from an education family, so I'm so appreciative of educators in general. I got a chance to meet you a little bit as I watched multiple times the City Centric Alliance episode. And obviously, I just read off your bio, but take a moment to describe yourself, your background, where you're from, anything else that you'd like me to share about yourself to our listeners. And once again, welcome to our podcast.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to be with you today. John Hamp is a lifelong resident of Alliance. The Alliance community has been very, very good to me, and I appreciate the things that Alliance has done for me. You know, I was a kid that was raised as a son of an immigrant family. Second generation, lived in the immigrant neighborhood when I was a child, had the opportunity to go to good schools and be in school with good students and great teachers. And I like to think that at my age, I made the best of it. I've enjoyed living in Alliance. I've enjoyed participating in many different activities that I've been involved with. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, full disclosure, I warned you ahead of time that I would give you your questions, but you being the seasoned veteran that you are, you chose to go with no preparation, so I'm gonna hit you with this. I ask this question of all of our interviewees, our every guest, is that this is my quick icebreaker game. So I want John to give me two truths and a lie, and I'm gonna try to guess the lie.
Two truths and a lie?
Yep, about you. So I have to guess. All right.
Truth number one for John Hampu. I'm a classic overachiever. Truth number two for John Hampu is that I pay attention to detail. And lie number one about John Hampu. Well, that would be a tough one for me to come up with one, but I guess you could say that I may not be as candid to all people as I am to some.
Well, and since I have to guess the lie, and since you struggled a bit on the last one, I'm going to guess it's the third one, which is the lie about John Hampu. Is that correct?
What's that?
I always have to guess the lie. So since you struggled a bit on that last, on that third one, I'm going to guess that's your lie.
I don't really know that SLI, but okay. That's the best I can come up with at this time.
Well, that's perfect. So John, I really love your description on the City Centric episode where you give a description of what an entertainer is on that Alliance City Centric program. And you say that an entertainer, the audience is coming to see you or hear you. They might get there with very different interests than you do. So my question is, as an entertainer, what are some things you do to address those differences, those audience differences that they have in your interests? How do you connect with that audience when you might go in and they might have different interests than yours?
Well, that's pretty simple. If my band were here, the 9 people that are in the band with me and my 2 grandsons that add as needed, they would all tell you that John told the band over and over again, we don't perform the songs that we like. We perform songs that we believe the audience will like. And we try to do it in a manner with which, you know, we can tell that they like them or not. And then, you know, we try to do things to get the audience involved. And I would say 80 to 90% of the time that happens. People come to our concerts to hear us entertain them. And some people don't even know who we are. I mean, you know, we've played at some places where they hear the John Hampton band. Automatically, when you hear John Hampton band, you think this is a 20-piece big band. They hear the band start to play, and it's like, oh, my. They play things that I really love. And we do that because we try to tailor-make our concerts to the audience we're playing for. It's a thing that I promote all the time. And some musicians don't look at it that way. Some musicians say, these are our trademark songs. We're going to play these over and over again. And we may play our trademark songs often, but we mix it up so much that when people come to hear us, we kind of catch them off guard.
So you've got a vast history in education with the Alliance City Schools. So I'm going to ask you to describe, thinking back, and obviously you're still, we're never not an educator. So describe to me your teaching style with your students in the day. And then what are you, as a teacher, what do you remember always wanting those top things that you want to leave your students with, that those students that have you as a teacher? So kind of give a description of your teaching style. And then, you know, every year you sat back and said, I want to leave students with this or these top things this year. What are those, John?
My teaching style is pretty simple. I'm very well organized. Right? I believe in the youth of America. I've taught at all grade levels, so I've seen them all. I believe that if you're a quality teacher and you're well organized and you're enthusiastic, and you know what you're doing, the kids will pay attention. Now, what I want to leave them with is I want to leave them with the simple fact they have to believe in themselves no matter who they are, where they come from. I don't care if you're the smartest kid in the building, and I've taught the smartest kids in Alliance, or if you're not one of the smartest kids in the building, and I've taught them too. The name of the game is to believe in yourself, work hard, develop a great work ethic, develop communication skills. You know, in today's world, sometimes in 2023 and 2024 and in the future, sometimes the students today don't want to do that. So that's one of the reasons why I still do the broadcast arts, because I like to get students on our show. Do what we're doing right now. Force them to communicate face-to-face with me and with the intent that they'll take that with them. So, you know, when I leave my classes, and left my class in the past, it's always about, you know, develop an understanding in yourself, believe in yourself, be able to communicate, and know that you can become successful in the world tomorrow.
It's interesting, John, because you talked in the interview about your musical background in Alliance. So I'm gonna quiz you on what would you consider some of your top musical memories growing up in Alliance?
The most definitely, I was blessed to have the probably the greatest high school band director that any kid could possibly have, John Weitzel. He's still alive. He's 99 years old. He still performs. He was a taskmaster to the max. He loved all of his bandsmen, worked his very, very hard. You know, when you heard me say we were nationally known, we were. We traveled everywhere. I had the opportunity to go places with the Alliance High School Band that I would have never, ever, ever been able to do if it hadn't been for him. So John Weitzel left a very, very lasting impression on me as an educator. I'll never, ever forget him. And we set up a scholarship to honor him. We played a song back in the band at those times. It was called Days of Glory. Every time we played that song, we get a standing ovation, no matter where it was, whether it was in Alliance, whether it was in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Those are just some of the places we played. So the scholarship is named the Days of Glory Scholarship in honor of John Weitzel, my band director. I teach the same way that John taught me, and believe it or not, I coach the same way John Weitzel taught me as a band director. I got my athletes, many of them, who say, "I don't know where you learned to coach, Mr. Hampoo. You must have been a heck of an athlete." I said, "I was average at best." I said, "I actually learned to coach from my high school band director because he was so skilled and so good at organizing and motivating people to do well."
Just for our listeners out there, you are listening to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric Podcast Series. This City-Centric television series is not just about the city, but it's more about the people that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series focuses on folks like The Revitalizer, folks like John, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and even the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City-Centric Podcast Series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, and we look even further into what makes them city-centric and then what makes their city centric to them. So be sure to catch all the City-Centric Season 1 appearing exclusively on PBS Western Reserve, and that's premiering in September. We're so pleased to continue our conversation with John Hampoo, former teacher, community member, and entertainer, and we're really finding out what makes John Alliance City-centric. And with that, you touched on it just a bit ago. I want to say I would consider it quite the accomplishment as a coach in Alliance. If I remember correctly from your interview, you went 10 years winning every track meet. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting story, too, because a lot of people would think I'm a runner. And that's not true. I was very much not a runner. What happened with that is the principal at that time had the coach for the preceding year resign, and their team hadn't done very well, and it was in middle school. And middle school athletics is about growth and development, and I cherished my years as a middle school coach. And all my athletes, males and females, because the males and females were on the same teams then, we did not have a girls' team. We started off with a team that developed good numbers in my first year, and they won all their meets, dual meets, tri meets, every meet, invitational, everything. Any meet we ran in, we won that first year. And from that time on, it became very fashionable in the spring of every year to participate in track and field. Fortunately, the kids bought into the process and worked very, very hard. 27 of those former track athletes and athletes in general are in the Alliance High School Hall of Fame at this time. There's probably 8 of them that were state qualifiers and probably 6 of them that are state champions. But that's because of their work ethic. If they were on the show with me today, any one of those people would tell you, you know, we worked harder than any kids in any middle school to attain that. And that's hard to do. Because you got to think about that. This is springtime with middle school students. Most middle school kids want to do what? They want to leave school, go home, and take a break, enjoy the nice weather. But these young people, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, they paid the price physically to become better track runners. And going along with that, our philosophy was, you know, we want you to play 3 sports in middle school. And our goal was that if we got them compete favorably at track at the end of the year, they'd come back and play football, and they'd play basketball and wrestle, and that cycle would continue. Some of them would play baseball as well. So we kept them involved with things that were good for them physically, kept them off the sofa, kept them away from TV. And at that time, believe it or not, Jeff, cable TV came to Alliance. It was relatively new at that time, so we had to fight that rascal, but we managed to to overcome that during that time period from 1974 until 1984.
So you've had this wonderful, successful coaching career, and in that you're motivating your students to achieve their very best. Now you have, and I pulled this from your interview, you have this successful musical career with a band that you coach, you know, the band of adults that you coach to give the audience their very best. Tell me some similarities and differences you found along the way that helped you move your skill set from coaching those students to success and now coaching those wonderful musical adults that are part of your band.
Well, the key to that is to understand there's nine people plus me in the band right now. If my grandsons are playing, there's two more. But the key to that is to understand the musical differences that our musicians have. You know, you have gifted and talented musicians, you have gifted musicians, you have musicians, and you have people who really want to be good at what they do. They may not have the talent. Of the people who perform in my band, the John Hampu Band, and I did not name that band. That band was given that name by a former lead guitar player in the band, and it has stuck since then. So I don't want you to think that this was something that I decided to name. He named it, and we stay with it. You know, you got to understand those differences. In our band today, we have two gifted and talented performers in the band. We have probably six who are above average and a couple who work real hard at what they do. And that's the way it was for me athletically. Athletically, you know, you had to look at a kid and say, look, this kid is probably going to be in the middle of the pack. He's going to have to work real hard, and you never can tell. You never can tell how far they're going to go. I'm just proud of the band because we started this thing in 1985, and it's been going till now. There's only two of us left from the original band. But my kids at Stanton, the ones that ran for me, they didn't even know I played music because I didn't. When I was coaching, I didn't play any music at that time because I didn't have any time. You know, we were starting a family and teaching school and doing three sports, so I didn't play when those athletes were going through that process at that time. So they found out about my musical skills later on. But my musicians are hardworking people who believe in the system. Now I'm going to add one more comment to that.
Sure.
When you go to hear the John Hampu Band, we play one song after another. So in a typical set, you're going to hear 17 songs in a row. There is no break between the songs. We go straight from one to another. It's a 17-song medley of tunes. And we actually picked that up from my high school band director because that's the way he ran the Alliance High School Band. About the only thing between songs was maybe a drum cadence, a rim shot, or, somebody playing a solo. And we do that way, and we're really unique, and we work hard at it. Somebody asked me one time, how could we do that? Because we practice it that way. You know, if we didn't practice it that way, then we wouldn't be able to do it. But the guys practice it, and that takes some hard work.
John, you mentioned in the city-centric episode that you're in that that the role of people that are city-centric to Alliance need to know the pulse of Alliance. John, what would you say is that pulse of Alliance that you referenced?
Well, the pulse of Alliance has actually changed, believe it or not. The pulse of Alliance when I was a kid, centered around, when I was a kid, I wouldn't know what I know today, but the pulse of Alliance when I was a kid centered around a community where moms and dads were out working hard to provide the best for their children. There's not as much industry and manufacturing as Alliance as there was when I was a kid growing up. I wouldn't be a college graduate and have a master's degree if it wasn't for my dad. Because he told me that was going to happen. I'm the first college graduate in my family. The pulse of Alliance today is parents want the best for their kids. They want to do whatever they can to get the best for their kids. They do know the difference between what is good and what is bad. Unfortunately, we don't have as much industry to provide some students with the ability to go out and work when high school's done. So I'm not saying we have a poor work ethic. I'm just saying we don't have, you know, in the old days, when you came out of high school, you may go work in a mill for a year or two before you decided you were going to go off to school and earn some kind of degree, technical or professional, whatever the case may be. So people have to find other ways in Alliance today to occupy themselves for the betterment of their family. And they're doing that. They're doing that successfully and effectively. Now, the other thing about Alliance, we're fortunate, we're blessed in the fact that the Alliance community, the Carnation City, cares about the learning process. Because I've been around schools for a long time, you know, we have some of the finest facilities that you could possibly ask for in a city like Alliance. I just did a TV show today for Spectrum Channel 1022 through Alliance High School, and it was involving the new Rock Hill Soccer Complex, which is a artificial surface field that's new for us here in Alliance. But not only do we have that artificial surface field, you know, we're blessed to have an artificial surface baseball field, softball field, practice field for our football team, and they're just finishing one for our middle school athletes with a track. So that's providing young people and adults in our community with the opportunity to use those facilities in all different kinds of weather. And most communities can't claim that, you know. So, you know, the pulse of Alliance today is we care about our kids. We care about our community. If we didn't care about our kids and we didn't care about our community, we wouldn't be able to do that, you know, for the youth and for the community today.
John, I asked the same wrap-up question to everyone so far. So I'm going to ask you the same one. John Hampu, former educator, coach, and local musician, what qualities, characteristics, personalities, or a combination of all those makes you Alliance City-centric?
Well, I would say the combination of all those is I'm passionate about what happens in Alliance. I care about what happens in Alliance today. I cared about what happened in Alliance when I was younger, and I will continue to care about what happens in Alliance till I'm no longer here. And because I'm passionate about that, I have the ability to be able to focus with a lot of different groups of people. You know, I can chat conversationally with young people today without having a problem. Matter of fact, I force that when I go through the halls of the high school. You know, I just stop a kid in the hallway and say, "How's your day going? What's up for today?" You know, so because I have that skill to be able to identify those people and chat with them on their level, and because I care deeply about what happens in the Carnation City, that's me. That's what makes me tick.
John, thank you so much for being our guest, talking so passionately about your love for Alliance and being part of our City-Centric podcast series. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks again, Jeff. And lastly, in closing, go Aviators.
There we are. For you folks listening along, you've been listening to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric podcast series. I'm Jeff Good. We had a wonderful conversation with John Hampu from Alliance. And PBS Western Reserve City-Centric television series isn't just about the city, but more about the people like John that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series, premiering exclusively in September on PBS Western Reserve, focuses on folks like the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and we even take a closer look at the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our city-centric featured community members as we look even further into really what makes them city-centric and what makes their city centric to them. So, what makes a community member city-centric? Well, you know what? Join us next time as we continue the conversation with those featured community members on PBS Western Reserve City-Centric Series. And check out the City-Centric Series premiering in September exclusively, folks, on PBS Western Reserve.